Stocks open lower today, reflecting nervousness over the latest round of tariffs. President Trump imposing a 15% tariff or tax on more than $100 billion worth of Chinese imports, the Chinese retaliating with duties on American goods. And there'll be another round of tariffs by both countries come December. And then there's Brexit. Will lawmakers be able to block Prime Minister Boris Johnson's plan to leave the European Union without a deal? As breaths are held there, the sterling fell to its lowest in nearly 3 years. Joining us now, WBUR business reporter Callum Borges. Hi, Callum.
Hi, Robin.
So the long-running trade war intensifying, even as the two sides, China and the U.S., are supposed to meet this month for negotiations. The president tweeting out, "We're doing very well in our negotiations with China," later tweeting out, "Think what happens to China when I win," meaning the 2020 election. "Deal would get much tougher. In the meantime, China's supply chain will crumble and businesses, jobs and money will be gone." I'm not making fun. These are the capital caps that I'm trying to express here. And you know, some would say, is that how you talk before, even before negotiations, that it might be going on through 2020? I mean, your sense of how investors are reading that.
Well, investors are clearly nervous because you see the markets, as you mentioned, Robin, opening down this morning, and not just in the U.S. And as far as these tariffs and how they're affecting American consumers and companies, I mean, the businesses are already feeling it. You know, they're seeing their supplies go up. But we're learning today, for example, that in the manufacturing sector, factory orders, employment, production all declined in August, which was the first month of contraction in 3 years. The customers have been somewhat spared, Robin, because businesses are trying to hold the line on prices. The thinking being, you know, if we can sort of absorb lower profits for now, we won't turn off those customers by hiking prices on them. But that's not sustainable forever, obviously. Right. And the president is clearly looking ahead to you know, beyond the 2020 election in the second term.
Right. And there's if there's a ripple effect, if a company says, you know what, maybe we don't open that factory and buy those thingamajigs because we don't know what's going to happen, then the people who sell the thingamajigs get hurt and it just has repercussions there.
That's right.
China's tariffs will hit American farmers hard. They've imposed tariffs on products like soybeans, corn again. So how is that reverberating?
Yeah, it's struggling. I mean, the soybeans you mentioned are the United States' number one agricultural export, and China's the number one customer. And soybean exports to China in the first half of this year, Robin, were at their lowest level since 2002. Now, remember, the Trump administration has announced two rounds of relief packages for farmers, totaling $28 billion. But most of that money hasn't been dispersed yet. And there's so many farms filing claims that the pieces aren't very big in many cases. I mean, the average payout for the bottom 80% of farms is only about $5,000, according to the Environmental Working Group.
And it's not just the farmers. DeMonte Foods recently said it's closing U.S. plants and laying off workers, in part to cut the cost. The British pound slipping as that crisis surrounding Brexit continues. A cross-party group of members of parliament want to try to seize control of parliament, even though Johnson wants to suspend it. He wants the Brexit no deal. They don't. But investors reacting there as well.
They are. I mean, selfishly, Robin, I wish the pound was this favorable for Americans when I was studying abroad in London. I mean, it's down to about $1.20, the exchange rate. That's 27 cents less than it was before the Brexit referendum. And you see the markets responding. I mean, the yield on the 10-year note in Britain is very low. Markets are trading down in the U.S., France, Germany, South Korea, all down today. Hard to isolate any single factor, but clearly not knowing what the business relationship between Britain and the rest of Europe is going to be after November is really unsettling for investors.
Sure. And it's being felt around the world. BUR's business reporter, Callum Borges. Callum, thank you as always.
Glad to be with you.